It's all about boogieing and the way it's done. You see, I'm crazy about the way she boogie boogies. Yeah, she boogie so easy that I'm sorry when she's through. Now, me and my baby, we never fuss and fight. We just go home and boogie half of the night, cause I'm crazy about the way she boogie boogie. Yeah, she boogie so easy, and I'm sorry when she's through. My baby, stroll in the park. We started boogieing in the evening, boogied right there till dark. You know I'm crazy about the way she boogie boogie. Yeah, she boogie so easy, and I'm sorry when she's through. In the bed, we boogie some on the floor. We stroll out on Main, come back and boogie some more. You know I'm crazy about the way she boogie boogie. Yeah, she boogie so easy, and I'm sorry when she's through. Now when my baby boogie, she sure boogies right. She wakes me up and we boogie right in the middle of the night. You know I'm crazy about the way she boogie boogie. Yes, we boogie so easy, and I'm sorry when she's through.
Yeah, and what can I say, but that cat is sure crazy about his boogie boo. Yeah, setting a theme for tonight's show. Here on WJZ AM and FM, the heart of downtown Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio, the GM Hooker Show tonight presenting Pseudo Who. Yeah, the great R&B nicknames that recorded. Yeah, like that one. Yeah, from November of 1945, the black and white label. That was Mr., ready for this one, Mushmouth Robinson and the Boogie Boo Blues. And yeah, that's what we're going to do tonight. Yeah, we're going to be playing you some of those great names that were used by the rhythm and blues artists. And yeah, we all know some of the names. Yeah, there was like Big Joe Turner, Big Al Sears, Big J. McNeely. There was the Littles, Little Esther, Little Willie Littlefield, Little Walter, Pee Wee Creighton. Yeah, and we had the ones that were blind, they were crippled, they were peg leg. We had royalty, dukes, counts, princes, kings, queens. We had misters like Mr. Blues, Mr. Wynonie Harris. Yeah, and we had those that took names of their instruments like Van Piano Man Walls and Guitar Watson and Pete Guitar Lewis and Sax Mallet. Yeah, but we're not going to play some of those tonight. We're going to play a few others. And we're going to do you a few groups, too. Yeah, we're going to play you some of that pseudo who? Yeah, those great nicknames and pseudonyms in rhythm and blues. Yeah, and one of those names belonged to this lady. Yeah, her real name was Mildred Cunningham. But that didn't really make it on record, and so she recorded under the great, great name of Little Miss Conshucks. Here on the Milltone label from March of 1948, Little Miss Conshucks in her Conshucks Blues. Georgia Hound.
your feet again.
A great driving boogie piano, the feature of that particular record by Mr. Wilson Thunder Smith. Yeah, on the Aladdin label from March of 1947. And there's a story that goes with that one, because Mr. Thunder Smith, if you listen to the background, was being accompanied solely by a guitar. That guitar being played by one Mr. Sam Hopkins. Yeah, Mr. Lightning Hopkins. And it was here in the Aladdin Studios that the great team of Thunder and Lightning were created. Here, two great nicknames in the field of R&B. And let's hear from that second one, Mr. Sam Lightning Hopkins, and his classic, Play With Your Poodle. Aladdin Records, March of 1948.
Folks, we can sing this song. Don't get mad, I don't mean no harm. I want to play with school. I want to play with school. I want to play with school. I mean your little poodle dog. Yeah, that little fool got a long shaggy tail. While I tried to buy my buddy, wasn't for sale. Can I play with school? Can I play with school? I want to play with school. I mean your little poodle dog. Well, I went down in town with my hand in my hand. I was looking for a woman, didn't have no man. I want to play with school. I want to play with school. I want to play with school. I mean a little poodle dog. They were laying in the bed. Well, one time over, this is what she said. Can I play with you? Can I play with you? Can I play with the fool of me, little fool? What you trying to do? Trying to love my brother and love me too. I want to play with fool. I want to play with fool. I want to play with fool of me, little fool dog. Play it out loud.
Yeah, and reminding you that you are listening to the G.M. Hooker Show here on WJZ, AM and FM, the heart of downtown Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio. Yeah, tonight presenting Pseudo Who? Yeah, those great nicknames and pseudonyms in rhythm and blues. And yeah, after that one by Mr. Lightning Hopkins, we're going to need to get a little retribution. We're going to get just a little retribution here. But the group, yeah, we're going to do ourselves a group here, the GGQ, the Golden Gate Quartet, Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet. Yeah, but they also used the nickname and were known throughout their career as the Gates. This time we're going to go to the OK label from August of 1952 and a cover of a record that was done for Derby by the King Odom Four. This is their very beautiful version of Rain is the Teardrops of Angels. The Golden Gate Quartet, a.k.a.
the gates.
They say that rain is the teardrops of angels who cry whenever someone is blue. Rain is the teardrops of angels,
sweet little angels,
and teardrops would start if you broke my heart.
They say that love
is the sunshine from heaven. When angels smile, then skies all turn blue. And if the angels heard you whisper that our love was mine, I'll bet the sun would always shine.
And who can miss that great driving New Orleans beat on that particular record from 1951, one of his rarest records on an Imperial subsidiary label called Colony. That was Mr. Obadiah Lemon Lewis, but because of his great personality, was known forever in the R&B world as Smiley. Mr. Smiley Lewis and his sad life. Yeah, and now going on to another of the great names in rhythm and blues. Yeah, this man, yeah, out of Dallas, Texas. Actually, out of the Oak Cliff section of Dallas, where he was known as the Oak Cliff Tebow. Yeah, Mr. Aaron Tebow Walker. That's T-H-I-B-E-A-U. That was quickly changed to T-Bone. Yeah, recording in 1929 is the Oak Cliff T-Bone. He didn't make his next record until August of 1940. Vocalist with the Les Height Orchestra, not even playing his own guitar. Guitar being played by Mr. Frank Paisley. This is T-Bone Walker, and the first record under his name, his T-Bone Blues.
Dizzy. Well, the blues come my brother about a year ago. The fool left home, we ain't seen him no more. If the blues catch you, baby, don't run home to me. Cause I'm a real fine lover and I don't want the blues, dizzy. Well, baby.
Watch out, yeah, on the Trumpet record label from Jackson, Mississippi, January of 1953, a man by the name of Jesse Kennedy, but he didn't record that way. He was known as Tiny, Tiny Kennedy, and he's telling you about his blues disease. Yeah, that record actually cut at the Sun Studios with the Tough Green Band. Yeah, there's a GM hookie, a two-in-one hooker, baby. You know, there's just two GM hookers in this whole wide world, and honey, you know, I'm still both of them. Both of them here playing for you tonight. Yeah, what we call pseudo who? Yeah, those great pseudonyms and nicknames in rhythm and blues. Yeah, we're getting down near to the bottom of the hour now, so we're going to go out with this one. A little bit of Mr. Eddie Lockjaw Davis. Love the name. And his band, the Lennox label from April of 1949. And a little Raven at the Haven. We'll be right back.
You better let my gal alone.
she ain't no good for letting my gal alone. She got little bitty legs, Popeye chin. She can drink more liquor than a thousand men. But just let my gal alone, let alone. Let my gal alone. Cause she ain't no good, but let my gal alone. Play me some jive. Ugly as a gal can be, when she's got something people worrying me. So you better let that gal alone. You better let my gal alone. What a woman, she ain't no good, but just but let my gal alone.
Oh yeah, and what a way to begin part two here of your GM Hooker show called Pseudo Who? Those great pseudonyms and nicknames in rhythm and blues, but by that man. Yeah, one of the famous bluesmen and one of the favorites of the hook. Yeah, recording from the 1920s into the 1950s. Yeah, Mr. Hudson Whitaker, who recorded under the name of Tampa Red. In this case, one of his famous records, You Better Let My Gal Alone. Yeah, that one on the Bluebird label from December of 1945. And since we're working with people called Red here, let's go to Mr. Red Nelson, who recorded under the name of Dirty Red. Yeah, the Aladdin label from February of 1948. And You Done Me Wrong. A record whose subtle and not so subtle lyrics referred directly to drugs. Mr. Dirty Red.
You done me wrong, but you won't do that no more. You done me wrong, but you won't do that no more. Before I dig any more your dog in, I'll shake hands and let you go. When I get the blues, drinking don't do no good at all. Woman, I'm tired of listening at your fairy tale. I believe you've been smoking a reefer, if you've been using cocaine. I believe you've in his laundry, one in his grocery store, one up and down the street. He ain't got changing clothes.
What can the hook say about a beautiful, beautiful side like that? Actually, we're sort of killing two birds with one stone with that particular record from the Atlantic label, March of 1950. And yeah, we're going into the vocal groups now with a little of the nicknames. That one by Ruth Brown and the Delta Rhythm Boys. The Delta Rhythm Boys, obviously known throughout their career as the Deltas. And because Miss Ruthie Brown, she had the nickname of Miss Rhythm. That one, Someday, the Atlantic label, March of 1950. And since we're working with vocal groups and their nicknames, well, let's go to the other set of boys. Yeah, the Deep River Boys, also known as the Deeps. This from April of 1946 on the RCA label. This is the story of E. Bobbleybob, the Deep River Boys.
There's a brand new style of singing, and it's spreading like the wind. If you haven't tried it, you might as well begin. obsolete. So dig this future jive if you really want to be all right. Hey, everybody is coming on with E-bob-a-lee-bob. 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 A jukebox jumping from dusk to dawn with E-bob-a-lee-bob. 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 I don't know the way it started, nor when it first began, but it's a kick that seems to click with each and every man. So pucker up and let's all together e-bobbly-bob. It's a riff that's new, and you can do it too. Hey, e-bobbly-bob. Hey, e-bobbly-bob. Now I don't know the way it started, the when it first began, but it's a kick that seems to click with each and every man. So pucker up and let's all together e-bobbly-bob. It's a riff that's new, and you can do it too. And you can do it too.
Get an old woman, boys, and that's the leg. I got an old woman at the age of 78, and I'm only 33. I don't have to worry about nothing, cause she got a will made out to me. That's why I love them old women. Yeah, them old women. Love them old women, cause they know just what to do. Well, she wake me up every morning. She tickle me in my side. She say, wake up here, you fine young thing. Get your morning exercise. That's why I love them old old women. Yeah, them old women. Love them old women. They know just what to do. Well, I used to have a real young woman. She'd go out and stay all night. She'd come home drunk full of slinky pee, and she'd raise hell and want to fight. That's why I got a old old woman. Yes, a old old woman. Love them old women, cause they know just what to do. She said, Daddy, you can stay out in the street. You can walk all up and down your feet. Just so you come back home to me and give me my loving once a week. That's why I love them old women. Yeah, them old women. Love them old women. They know just what to do. On Sunday she cooked me chicken. On Monday she baked me ham. On Tuesday she don't cook nothing. And you know I don't give a damn. That's why I love them old old women. Yeah, them old old women. Love them old old women, cause they know just what to do.
Yeah, this is GM Hooker reminding you that you are listening here to Pseudo Who. Yeah, those great nicknames and pseudonyms of rhythm and blues artists. And that particular record is a good example of a rhythm and blues artist with a pseudonym. Yeah, that particular man recorded with a nickname. He was Mr. Champion, Jack Dupree, getting his name because he used to be a prize fighter. Yeah, but on this particular record, he uses a great pseudonym. He is known as Meat Head Johnson. Yeah, love the title. That's on the Gotham record label from 1952. And you might recognize that as something done originally in the mid-40s by the Trenier Twins as Young Man's Blues, done by Helen Humes as Million Dollar Secret. And good old Meathead Johnson, a.k.a. Champion Jack Dupree, did that as the old woman. Yeah, and after a record like that, we're going to get ourselves some retribution. And the retribution in the form of the Salah Jubilee Quartet, who is known throughout their career mainly as the Salahs. Yes, Salah, meaning basically in old Hebrew term, meaning stop and think a moment, literally a pause. Yeah, these are the Salah Jubilee Singers, the Salahs, on the Continental label from December 1945. And you go, and I'll go with you.
And a man feeling so discouraged, going on through this land. Oh, no.
This land is very
Daddy proud. North pole, South Pole, pole of every nation. If you stay high, you ruin your reputation. So come down, baby. Come down, baby. Snap your cap back on and come on down to earth. But that's not true, 'cause I know a place where you can take the cue. So come down, baby. Come down, baby. You are too much trouble, more than you really were. You don't drink whiskey, you don't drink gin. There must be some reason for the state you're in. So come down, baby. Come down, baby. Put your wig back on, or you won't be here long.
From June of 1947, the Signature label and another record with direct references to the to drugs. That was Mr. Cousin Joe, actually Joe Pleasance, and Come Down Baby. Yeah, now let's go up Chicago way. The Miracle label from March of 1948. This is Mr. Memphis Slim and his House Rockers. And of course, Memphis Slim, actually Mr. Peter Chapman, and one of his famous records, Messing Around with the Blues.
I'm feeling low down. I'm like a clown. I really don't know what to do, what to do. Feeling so blue. Just thinking of you. You told me one day we were through.
ain't mad at you, pretty baby. I ain't mad at you now. I ain't mad at you. You better change the way you do this morning. I ain't mad at you, pretty baby. I ain't mad at you now. I ain't mad at you. You better change the way you do. Why you been going around town lately? You been mugging with your old flame. Just because I'm in the groove, don't stop, baby, cause it's a shame. But I ain't mad with you, pretty baby. I ain't mad with you now. I ain't mad with you. Change the way you do. This morning I ain't mad. Pretty baby, I ain't mad. No, no, I ain't mad. Just change the way you do. I'm telling you I ain't mad. Pretty baby, I ain't mad with you. No, I ain't mad with you. Just change the way you do. Why, yes, you broke your promise. Yes, you told me a lie. The day I started to quit you, why you broke down and wanted to cry. Now you're acting crazy. You're going out and you're acting fly. They tell me you took out insurance on me and you're hoping that I'll soon die. But I ain't now. I ain't mad with you, baby. I ain't mad with you, no, no. I ain't mad with you. Just change the way. This morning I ain't mad. Pretty baby, I ain't mad. No, no, I ain't mad with you. Just change the way you do. Yes, you took my money. Yes, you told me a lie. The day I started to quit you, why you broke down and wanted to cry. Girl, I'm the man that made you. Well, I picked you out of the street. Then if I ever leave you, you'll be walking your same old beat. That's why I ain't mad. Pretty baby, I ain't mad. No, no, I ain't mad for you. Just change the way. This morning I ain't mad. Pretty baby, I ain't mad. No, no, I ain't mad with you. Just change the way you do. And you better change the way you do.
Yes, on a national label from November 1945, that was Mr. Gape Mouth Moore with Dallas Bartley and his Small Town Boys, and I Ain't Mad at You, Pretty Baby. Yet, yeah, Gape Mouth, actually Mr. Dwight E. Moore, who would become later on in his life the Reverend Gape Mouth Moore. Yeah, in the background, from June of 1950, the Imperial label were listening to the piano of Mr. Leon T. Gross, who recorded under the name of Archibald. And a little Ballin' with Archie. Yeah, here on WJZ, AM and FM, the heart of downtown Haverhill's Rhythm and Blues Radio. Tonight we've been presenting Pseudo Who? Yeah, those great pseudonyms and nicknames of R&B artists throughout the years. This is GM Hooker, your 2-in-1 hooker, saying, baby, yeah, they're just two GM Hookers in this whole wide world, and honey, I've been both of them tonight just for you. Yeah, GM Hooker saying, till next time, bye-bye. Bye-bye.